It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, I'm Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. We have a very special program for you today. Today, we're going to be shining the Border Crossing spotlight on the 10 greatest duos of all time. We've consulted with Spin, Rolling Stone, and Ranker magazines to come up with our list of the biggest duos of all time in the history of music. So get ready for a very special hour coming your way right here on Border Crossings. We begin today's show with the Black Keys, a blues rock, punk blues rock band. And the name Black Keys came from a schizophrenic artist whose name was Alfred McMoore, who was an acquaintance of the band members and would leave incoherent messages on their answering machines. So let's check them out. The Black Keys, and this one is Lonely Boy, as we begin Border Crossings for today. The Black Keys, song number 10 for today, the biggest duos of all time. It's Lonely Boy. The Black Keys have been featured on countless advertising campaigns and TV shows, from Victoria's Secret to Eastbound and Down. They also have songs featured on six different video games, MLB 06, NHL 08, and the list goes on and on and on. My name is Larry London, and welcome to our show. It's the biggest duos of all time today, Eric B. and Rakim. Hip-hop, jazz, they're old school, and we're going to check out a song now which features Eric B. on the trumpet, and he also is DJing throughout this song. So I hope you enjoy this. This is a song called Paid in Full. It's the title track to their debut album, Eric and Rakim on Border Crossings.
Yo, Rakim, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Our Rush Town Management. So check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in full.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole-up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we out of here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Yeah.
They are the White Stripes, and that's called Icy Thump. And Jack and Meg for years told people that they were brother and sister, coming up with all kinds of stories about how they grew up together and they were the youngest of 10 children, but they were actually husband and wife. Jack's real last name was Gillis. He took her last name when they got married in 1996. The brother-sister story was believable because they look alike, but it was just coincidental. And they are the White Stripes. And I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, bringing you the biggest and best music of all time. Today, it's the greatest duos in music history. And at number 7, we've got a French electronic music duo that started together in 1993. And a year before they became a duo, they were part of a 3-man band, which was known as Darlin. And they put out their debut studio album, Homework, in 1997. So let's check them out, Daft Punk. And this is called Get Lucky on Border Crossings.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Anda sedang mengikuti acara Border Crossings dengan Larry London melalui VOA1. Jika ada permintaan, bisa menelpon 202-619-2077 atau ajukan permintaan di halaman Facebook kami, facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see, we never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
And we're rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worrying about the way that things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Oh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Say we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling,
rolling,
rolling on a river,
rolling on the river.
And that is song number 6, the husband-wife team Ike and Tina Turner. And a song that was made famous originally by Creedence Clearwater Revival, that's called Proud Mary. When Tina was in high school, her sister Aileen took her to the Club Imperial in St. Louis, where she met Ike Turner. She was in the audience watching, and it was like open mic night, and he invited her on stage. And they fell in love, and It was love at first sight, although it was a very rocky romance, and Ike ended up in jail for a while, and Tina Turner divorced him, but she still sang this song during her concerts. It is Ike and Tina Turner, Proud Mary, here on Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. We've got the biggest duos of all time, and I hope you're enjoying our show today. We've consulted with a number of different sources. It's not easy to come up with the greatest duos of all time. There have been so many great duos over time, and some didn't make our list. It's so hard, like Tegan and Sarah. They are sisters from Canada, and Oasis, who are brothers as well, they didn't make the list. So it was very hard, but we consulted with Spin, Rolling Stone, and Ranker to come up with the artists that we've chosen for you today. And right now, number 5, this is a duo once known as Simon and Garfunkel. And they've released many albums between 1964 and 1970, and they were kind of going up against the Beatles at the same time. Five studio albums. They were originally known as Tom and Jerry when they first started. They made their debut into the top 50 on the Billboard charts with a song called Hey Schoolgirl, and they were 16 years old at the time. This is one of their biggest hit songs. It's called Bridge Over Troubled Water here on Border Crossing. Simon and Garfunkel.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in I will drive them on. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over trouble.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
when you see me shed a tear, and you know that it's sincere, don't you think it's kind of sad that you're treating me so bad, or don't you even care? Don't want your love anymore, don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear this sound.
And they are the Everly Brothers. It's Phil and Don here on Border Crossings. Kathy's Clown. The Everly switched from the Cadence record label to Warner Brothers in 1960 to become the first $1 million contract in music history. They ended their partnership in 1973 at Knott's Berry Farm in California during a show when Phil Everly smashed his guitar and stormed off the stage. Apparently, they had a bit of friction between the two of them for a while. But it came to a head during an actual concert. The Everly Brothers were part of the first group of 10 artists inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame back in 1986. Kathy's Clown from the Everly Brothers. My name's Larry London. It's the greatest groups of all time, the greatest duos of all time. And Outkast fit into that, Dre and Big Boy. And I love this next song. This song is called Hey Ya. It's Outkast here on Border Crossings.
One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
That's music from the Carpenters. They are the brother-sister team of Karen and Richard Carpenter. Karen, unfortunately, succumbed to an eating disorder, which weakened her health and ultimately ended up taking her life. But before that, she had one of the best voices in all of contemporary music. And the biggest show that they performed as the Carpenters was 1971 at the Ohio State Fair. They attracted about 50,000 people for a one-night-only show. And they've given us many, many hits, Close to You and Only Just Begun. They had 3 number one songs and 5 number two songs on the charts. The song we just heard, which is called Please, Mr. Postman, here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we've made it to the number one duo of all time with their blue-eyed soul sound, Hall and Oates, Daryl Hall and John Oates. And they grew up influenced by a lot of R&B music at the time. Right now, John Oates is working on a solo album. Hall and Oates are on tour together. John Oates was on the show on Border Crossings recently and mentioned his album will be called Arkansas. Meanwhile, Daryl Hall suffers from Lyme disease, and if he's not touring, he maintains a kind of low profile and takes it very easy. And over their career, they've had 34 chart hits on Billboard, 7 platinum albums, 6 gold albums. Here they are, Hall & Oates, and this song is called Out of Touch on Border Crossings.
Usted está escuchando Border Crossings con Larry London en BOA 1. Síganos en Facebook en facebook.com/BOA Larry London.
Afternoon in the whole room, everybody. Вы слушаете Border Crossings с Ларри Лондоном на канале VOA 1. Следите за нами на Фейсбуке по адресу facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
This is Border Crossings, one of the most popular duos of all time, and that's what we've been looking at this hour on our special show today, the 10 greatest duos of all time. And I want to thank Markel for putting the show together and Vince for putting the show together. I want to thank you for listening to our program. We'll be back very soon with more requests and dedications. And as always, tell your friends to join us right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.